This is John Ladley.
And Mark Cooper.
Welcome to the Rock Bottom Data Feed.
This is a special episode of the Rock Bottom Data Feed. Last winter, December to be precise, we attended DGIQ East, an event focused on AI and data in Washington, D.C.
DGIQ stands for Data Governance and Information Quality, and this year it was paired with the AI Governance Conference. The combined event featured more than 70 industry-leading speakers.
It turns out the conference was a bit of a landmark, revealing many new themes. We felt we had to cover them.
So, we set up our mobile studio and talked to a lot of our friends and met some new ones as well.
We feel it important to recollect our conference and what we heard from that. So without further ado, let's hear what some of the folks at the conference were saying.
We start with our good friend Anne-Marie Smith, who stopped by to chat for a moment or two about the conference. Welcome back to DGIQ East 2024. We're here with Anne-Marie Smith. Welcome to Rock Bottom.
I'm happy to be here, Mark.
Well, we're happy to have you here. So, tell us a little bit about what you've seen, how things have been going.
The conference is astoundingly well done. And I don't say astoundingly because I didn't think it would be, just that every year Dataversity outshines what they've done in the past. And as good as they've been in the past, every single successive conference is even better. Yep. The variety of topics, the fact that AI has been included, and the role of governance in AI is so important to add to a conference around data governance and data quality. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
We had a lot of people stop by. Some chose to speak anonymously or semi-anonymously, and that's fine. Let's listen to what one mystery guest had to say about work and data and talking to your leadership.
What brings you here?
A megacorp, you know, maybe a data architect. What brings you here from the...
So I manage our data governance team, and we have a lot of data that we handle, both internal and external. We have a lot of third-party data that we bring in.
Okay.
We have a lot of data related to our clients and our clients' investments. Mm-hmm. We are a financial consulting firm, so 350 or so clients, they invest in like 40, 50, 60-plus different investment managers. So my team is responsible for all of that data, all of the master data related to our firm's strategies, vehicles, and all the components related to those. So we've got a lot that we handle in-house. We've actually established our data governance program. We're looking to bring that further and advance it further.
Well, good.
And that's really what I'm working on. We're looking to get information on.
Okay. Here. I know you're on a way to breakfast, and that can't be between a man and his food. But if you could say one thing to your executive leadership, because you're in a services company and consulting company, interesting culture, you could say one thing and convince them of one thing, what would that be?
It's to get the buy-in from the folks in the team that data is important, and this is a really important initiative, and all of the folks. So we actually have now business analysts assigned to all of our various teams. We have a consulting team, the research team, our performance team, our OCIO team. They are really data stewards, as much as, you know, it's not in their title, but those business analysts are data stewards. And I need to work closer with them to get them to take the ownership and take the responsibility and work with my team directly to kind of build this program up even further. So we've got the foundation in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's now taking that next step to kind of bring them in and get them going.
So what's the evidence you would see from leadership that you were successful? What would they do or say?
The data would be even better, be stronger. We've had situations where we've had implementations that went live and the data wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of complaining that everything's not complete, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
If we had more of that support and more of that from all the folks in those various teams, it would basically make all of these implementations much smoother and much more collaborative and working all together.
So. Very good.
Excellent.
Go get some food, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
All right. One of the big themes at a conference like DGIQ is something we've talked about on the pod, is getting leadership and buy-in and expanding influence. Here's Katrina Ingram talking about that issue with us. So when you get back to your office this week or next week, whatever, what's the one thing you're going to tell your boss that made it worth coming here?
oh my goodness, that's a tough one because I am my boss. So what am I going to tell myself? I'm a solopreneur. I'll be having these conversations with myself on the plane.
Or tell, you know, your biggest customer or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things that I really feel is that, and that I love about these kinds of events is there's a real community here. And I think in order to do the work that I do, which is responsible AI, it really takes a team of people working together. Mm-hmm. And so whether that's, you know, whether you're cybersecurity or privacy or a data governance role, we all need to kind of work together. And I think having community in order to do that is really important. And so that's something I always say. And if you're not connected to a community already, I tell clients, get connected to a community because it really helps to have that kind of support in doing this work.
Very good.
Yep, this is certainly a great place to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Thanks for the visit.
Oh,
we appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Safe travels and enjoy the rest of the show.
The conference helped our next guest, Kristen, change her way of thinking about data governance.
We're here with Kristen.
Hello.
Welcome to Rock Bottom.
Hello, everyone.
Coming to you from DGIQ.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Yeah. You have got the intro down. So welcome. Wanted to get your impressions of the conference, things that you've been able to learn, things that you wanted to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, what stood out to you?
Okay. So with me, I have a background in data and consulting. So with me now going into a new field, a new area that's brand new, I need to change my way of thinking when it comes down to data governance and overall and what my approach would be. So in the different lectures, I learned about the importance of storytelling, trying to make sure that I get that that story out to ensure that everyone understands what we're trying to accomplish. Because the organization that I'm with, we are in the beginning stages. So it's one of those things where, okay, my consulting hat has to turn off, and me being the customer now has to turn on.
Exactly.
And so with the speakers that I have met and that I have listened to, they really helped me to just say, okay, I really had to change my way of thinking on how I want to approach, especially around making sure that the customer or my customer understand what data is and how to share it with them because they don't know what data is.
Yep.
I mean, they use the data, but they don't know what data is.
Yeah.
So,
what it is.
So really, and you're thinking about people who've been in their role for 30 years and so forth, and they've been doing the same thing for so many years, and now you got to change their way of thinking. Yes, the storytelling part and understanding data governance and a new way of approaching it has helped.
So, what specifically are you going to do on Monday? When you're back in the office and you see these people that need to understand what data is?
I'm going to first review my notes and then start putting together a story for the different departments. Because our first two areas that we focus on, I have to speak in a way that is simple. Mm-hmm. And then I have to bring them in a way that is, say, hey, we need your help. We want your input. We are going to support you. So the first thing is to now answer my questions on the whys and the hows and how this is going to apply to our way of working. I had to present it to work. So, so overall, that's the first thing. First thing on Monday.
Thank you, Kristen. There aren't many people in this industry working on a PhD in data governance. In fact, only a handful. One of them stopped by. It's a good friend of ours, Matthias Verkruten. And we didn't get to it, but he's from Belgium. And he's also a Steelers fan, which is kind of weird.
But a good thing.
But he had some really good things to say about data governance and the conference. Let's give it a listen. Okay, we're back at DGIQ East. And sitting in front of me is our new friend, Matthias
Verkruten.
Because I have never called him that in the 4 years I've known him.
Exactly.
But and so let's just start out. Matthias, a little bit about yourself and what's kind of the big topic you're working on or thinking about recently here.
Oh, good. So in a nutshell, I'm a data governance practitioner for almost 15 years now, really in the trenches. I have my own company and I consult and help companies build data governance programs. So help them design, help them implement them. That's what I've been doing. But in that process of doing that, you know, I have developed this frustration that, you know, it's so slow and problematic, and it's there are a lot of, you know, whole theoretical holes in it, and I want to fill that hole. So a couple of months ago, I started my PhD, my executive PhD program in data governance. So the next 4 or 5 years, I'm going to do academic research into data governance and trying to, you know, elevate the domain of data governance and wrap the practice with some theory, hopefully. That's
very good. Very, very good.
Could you share some of the high points of the conference so far?
Yeah. It's been the fourth time I attend a Dataversity conference, and I really love them because it's so, you know, it feels like a family. There are a lot of good topics out here, especially now with the focus on AI governance. It's, yeah, it's hard to choose a good one. There are some good speakers, especially the tutorials yesterday. You know, it was like a lineup of all the big...
The all-stars.
Can't
go to all of them. You got to pick one.
Exactly. So
I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I think so as well.
For a conference to have. Yeah. I guess not so much for an individual.
It's an all-star edition.
Yep.
So, good conference. What are your key takeaways?
Key takeaways, and that's a good question. There are so many. I think it all boils down that there are a lot of eyeballs now on AI governance and from all points of view, like how to tackle it from a technology point of view, how to tackle it, you know, policy wise. So I think it's good to have all these kind of elements focused on, and I hope, you know, a lot of people take that with them to their trenches and start applying it. And that's what I said. I was on a panel just a couple of minutes ago, and they also asked, what are your key takeaways about data governance and AI governance? My answer there was, you know, a big thing to focus on is educate your senior manager, educate your board of directors, because they're a bit, you know, blinded by this shiny object of AI and perhaps, you know, quantum within a couple of months and so on. So educate them on what is data governance, what does it mean to control that data asset, what is AI governance, and so I think that's definitely my key takeaway.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, sir.
It's been a total
pleasure.
Yeah.
Safe travels on the way back. You are from, of course, people. You don't. That's not a Cleveland accent.
No. It's I'm from Tennessee.
I knew it. No, we're neighbors and didn't even know it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, actually, he's a Steelers fan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he can sit at this table with us.
Yeah.
Because he's an honorary Yinzer.
Yinzer.
Yeah. Right. We have to get him.
Yep.
A Yinzer badge. Yeah. Okay, we have honorary Yinzer.
Yeah.
And for the podcast listeners, Yinzer is someone from Pittsburgh. Right. So, and anyway, no, you are from Belgium. Correct?
Yes. Yeah, lovely
one of
Belgium.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah. In Europe.
And Matthias, thank you so much for stopping
for
by
me
and talking to us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Nicole Bill stopped by. She said that she'd gotten a lot out of the conference, and a few talks really made an impact on her. She was happy to share that with us, and we were happy to hear it.
What else here at the conference has been interesting to you? I mean, so you did your talk. Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you been in some other talks?
A couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of takeaways do you have from them?
I saw the FINRA presentation on data strategy playbook. That was really cool, like walking through the steps that they took to improve their capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on a chatbot, which was cool to hear. Also, the keynote today was very memorable. I'm a big fan of Lara's work around improving access, like putting up guardrails so that we can like run to the edge of the playground but not run out into traffic.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited to check out her new book.
Her new book's very good.
Yeah.
It's a very good book, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, Nicole.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Once again, proving that we're really good at meeting people, but terrible at last names. This is from someone named Tom. Hope you hear this, Tom, and let us know who your what your last name is. But Tom had some really solid takeaways from the conference.
And we're back here at DGIQ East 2024 with Tom. So welcome to Rock Bottom.
Thank you.
So, to start with your general impressions, how's the conference been going for you so far? What have you been seeing, hearing about? What's been interesting for you?
Oh, man, it's been really great so far. It's my first Dataversity conference, and so I've been kind of getting to know people a lot. I am more on the analytics side myself, so I'm a little bit more of a consumer of a lot of what's happening here, but I've been involved in it a little bit, so it's been really exciting to hear I guess the perspectives of experts in the industry and really where it, the trade-offs make a difference on my role and, you know, my own strategic objectives and things like that.
So in terms of what you're bringing back with you, what would be the one specific thing, and maybe you haven't heard it yet, but the one specific thing that you would take back to your boss and say, this is really what you need to know?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to Tom Redman about it a little bit, and you know, one of the things we were discussing was the challenge with getting data literacy right, and how long of an effort that has been, both on data literacy itself and on why data quality matters. And so, on the one hand, you know, I'm going to be taking back a lot of insights just on how significant data quality is for the actual outputs that we want, whether it's for basic descriptive statistics or traditional AI or generative AI or anything like that.
Yep.
And also just how difficult it will be, if not impossible, to really try to educate everyone that's impacted by those things on the minutia of how they work, and that, you know, we'll have to play a role in bringing people along with us.
And how you then can find the compromise, the trade-off between going into all of this detail and watching people's eyes glaze over, and then giving them exactly what they need to act on in order to take you to where you need to go to.
Yeah, and finding empathy for people who don't understand. I think that was a big thing that we landed on, was it is easy to be frustrated by people not getting why our job matters. It is harder to recognize why they don't understand and to figure out how we can bring them along with us.
So do you have any insights into why they don't understand?
I mean, in short, it's because they don't understand a lot of things, and they shouldn't, right?
They shouldn't have to.
They never can, right? Like, an executive is never going to understand every minute detail about every aspect of their company. Mm-hmm. And that will be true, you know, if they're running a manufacturing company, whether or not they understand exactly how the machines work, right, exactly how a soundboard works and which button does what. But they still need to know the implications. And so for us, for me, especially sitting in the analytics side between technology and business, it's about finding ways to communicate that gives them that understanding in an accurate way and in as complete as it can be.
Right, because at least they need to know it's important.
Yes.
Right.
And they need to understand the implications so that they can make decisions.
And perhaps even some of the questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Help them to ask the questions that'll help them understand better.
Yeah, in some ways, being a good executive is really just asking good questions.
Precisely.
And, you know, in data, we need to teach people how to ask those questions as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
With the explosion of interest in artificial intelligence, for the first time, the DGIQ conference was paired with the AI Governance Conference. That brought a lot of new perspectives to the content, and it brought in a lot of new people. Here's Nina Sutty.
Sit down, Nina, and introduce yourself and tell us what you're taking away from the conference, okay?
Actually, my name is Nina Sutty. I'm the principal at Applied AI Institute. It's a startup from me, and we have been teaching AI education, AI governance. And in the last several years, I have taught over 4,000 students in how to do AI projects. How do you put the governance framework in your AI projects? And we are also following the NIST 7 dimensions of AI governance, including accuracy, transparency, fairness, biased, explainability, accuracy, security, privacy, all of those factors. We have been telling the students how to apply those things.
What have you found interesting here at the conference so far?
I did like the conference, especially the keynote sessions were very, very good. The people were very knowledgeable, had a lot of education and training and as well as books in this area. So I really like the keynote sessions.
So what specifically are you taking back with you?
I will say what I'm taking back is that people are still talking about data governance. What are the issues with data governance? And I think we need to escalate it to a level that where we can bring it to the AI governance, because with the invent of LLM, everybody's not talking about Gen AI. So we need to start bringing more focus on the Gen AI than data governance and bringing AI governance into a limelight.
Yeah. So anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, In general, I did like the conference. It was the first time coming to this conference, and I really enjoyed talking to and meeting the similar-minded people.
Thank you for joining us on Rock Bottom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sharing your stories is always important, and we were really lucky to have Vince Sati stop by, talk about his job and what was going on in his particular organization, and he went into some very good details on it. And I think it's something that you're going to enjoy listening to.
I'm Arvind Sati from KPMG, and the role I'm in at KPMG, I work for the Chief Data Officer, and our job is to promote data. And over the last 2 years, as GenAI got introduced, we decided that data alone was not enough, so we had to start introducing AI. And my role within KPMG is to provide originally data literacy, and now it has become AI literacy to KPMG.
Yeah, that seems to be a theme of the conference here. So what have you found interesting here so far?
So I have a kind of a way of thinking about it. Data governance was something that I've been working on for, I would say, about 15 years or so. Mm-hmm. And over time, I felt that we became complainers. Every time you look at a data governance people, they were all talking about, hey, we need to do a certain level of controls, but we are not getting there, and nobody is listening to us and all that. I think AI governance has given us a new set of wings, where now we can start to connect data governance a lot closer to the business decision making. And also we have the ear from the management, because everybody in the world wants to apply AI. And to do that, you need AI governance. The only thing we have not done as a community today, and I was trying to get from the conference, I'm seeing some slivers of it, but I would like this community to start getting a lot more excited about, is how do you connect data governance to AI governance? And there are certain ways in which you can do that. I would love to see us work collectively to get there.
So what have you seen as an example of ways of having those come together?
So the key thing is, you cannot do AI governance without data. We know that. The key question is, what are the dimensions? So the dimensions could be accuracy. It could be transparency. It could be explainability. It could be privacy. Let's take four dimensions from the NIST framework. So this is the framework that NIST is promoting as an AI governance framework. All the four of them have got underpinnings in data governance. And what we have to do over time is to start to connect the dots between the two.
So anything else you'd like to share with us?
I love the conference. I love the fact that I could meet a lot of people who think like me. Mm-hmm. Also, it was good to see the general literacy level of the people and the gap that we have and the job that we have to do as AI experts in terms of bringing AI literacy to the people.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Tricia Posser stopped by with some insights about what she had learned, the data field in general, and of course, the DGIQ conference.
Now, interested in understanding what it is that you're most excited about learning while we're here.
So I am currently leading a business intelligence team, but prior to this role, I was the manager of our data strategy. I was the program manager of our data strategy. And we started with self-service. That was our first pillar that we rolled out. And we shouldn't have started there. We should have started with governance, because I have a mess on my hands now.
Oops.
So your session yesterday was particularly helpful, because it talked about the people side of things. We have a good handle on the technology, where we want to go with that. Right. Our catalog we're installing. But it was how to get people to change.
That's really been the theme of the podcast all to, from the beginning, is data is really people. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to get out of the conference as a whole? We want to send it to Tony, and because he gave us some electricity and a table. So
out of the conference, I'm very excited for today because the sessions are shorter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a plus.
3.5 hours of me is hard to take.
Yeah.
Yours went by pretty fast. You were after lunch and at the end of the day, though.
And I've been doing it for 30 years, and I know I'm educating, but it's after a while, it's 20% education, 80% performance art.
You know?
Wait till it gets really bad, then I do interpretive dance. No,
I don't. Those are the full day ones.
What
those are the
full day for that one.
Martha Graham. Bob Fosse.
As they tell the ministers, nobody ever got converted after the 55th minute.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so what are you looking for the rest of the conference? And the shorter sessions, and what kind of content are you looking to hear about?
I appreciate the tactical advice about how to achieve these things. I've tried a couple of things myself, some of which were successful, some of which we need to try again. And I'm limited to my environment, right? So I want to see what has succeeded in other places with people who had the same barriers that I have.
Good. Well, we're going to let you know. Trisha Posser from SwitchThink in Phoenix, Arizona. Trisha, thanks.
Thanks very much.
You were. See you around. Have a good day.
Oh, you bet. We'll be around. Our friend and guest at the pod last year, and who will be a guest again this year, Tom Redmond, stopped by. We had a long chat, and we'll be featuring Tom on another episode here very, very shortly. That material plus some new material. But he had some good insights and conclusions on this conference. Tom, any last thoughts on the conference or anything like that?
No, I mean, you know, again, I think it's been a pretty darn good conference.
Oh, great.
And I hope I'm not wrong about this, but I do see a point of light. And we need lots and lots of points of light.
Yep.
So.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us again. And, you know, maybe next season we'll have you back as a guest and we can dive into this one really deep.
Yes.
Okay.
Be delighted to do that.
Safe travels, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks to our sponsor, Hubris Data Pros. We didn't sponsor the conference. We didn't even send anyone to attend. But we were there with you in spirit because everybody has a little hubris. We'll hear from Irene Dirks in another episode later this season, but she shared some thoughts about the conference that we thought we'd include here.
So what's your one big takeaway from so far the conference? The one thing you're very excited to tell is, first thing you tell someone when you get back home, what will that be?
It's very large, a lot of people, but very engaging. And I think, yeah, like I said, it's not just about data governance in AI, but a lot of focus is still on the people part.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I always collect sound bites, so it helps to talk better about data. So
us too.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing all day.
All right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you
love.
And you're the first person to stop by that said they were going to stop by.
Ah.
There's the second.
We conclude our look back at DJIQ with Ali, last name also unknown, who not only had nice things to say about your host's tutorials, but also commented on the importance of being customer-centric.
And to be able to share people's experiences and knowledge, and you know, it's a very, very valuable thing in our industry, I think, to see, you know, what people have been doing, getting their perspectives.
So it's the most interesting thing that you've seen people doing?
John Lally's tutorial and your tutorial on data products.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Your check will be in the mail tomorrow.
What are some other takeaways other than the two losers across the table for you here?
Yeah.
Well, in general, one of the things that we forget a lot about is the human factor, kind of like what Scott Taylor was talking about earlier today, of having your voice and being able to tell that story, right? Yeah. And the keynote earlier today with Malcolm Hawker of was being customer-centric. Who are the people that you're interacting with and what are their needs, right? Instead of not being absolutist and whatnot, figuring out, okay, well, what is their needs and why do they need it?
Yep.
And what is that service that you provide? And not necessarily be data-driven and data-centric, but be customer-driven, customer-centric, and then pursuing that.
We like things just so, don't we?
Exactly.
We try to kind of shoehorn our customers, the enterprise into our perception of what they should be.
Exactly. And instead of saying what it is that they need and then
focus on them.
Exactly.
Awesome. So, anything else you'd like to share with us?
I think you guys are doing great work.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Ali.
Thank you for having me, and I love your books, too.
Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the conference.
You thanks. Too. Thank you so much.
And thanks again to our sponsor, Hubris Data Pros, reminding you that any resemblance to actual events, persons, or businesses, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Thanks for listening for our recap of DGIQ East in Washington, D.C. in December of 2024. Data governance is evolving. A lot of people said there were a lot of changes to data governance, but I think it's more of an evolutionary process. And now to review for the folks that listen to this podcast that are not quite enmeshed deeply as a data management practitioner. Data governance is one side of the coin. The other side is using the data and doing stuff with the data. But we need some rules to go along with it. We need some standards. We need some controls. And yes, we had a whole conference on that. And yes, we thought it was exciting. But anyway, I digress.
Yes, you do. AI is driving renewed interest in data governance, and that's what made the AI governance side of the conference mesh together so well with DGIQ.
You really can't go on without data governance, and if you want to be data-driven, and if you want to get really good results from your data, you need to talk about these things.
Until next time, this has been John Ladley and Mark Cooper for the Rock Bottom Data Feed. Thanks for listening, and remember, when you're here, you've reached rock bottom. You can find more information about the topics covered in this episode, the fuss about DGIQ, at our website, counterthreadedproductions.com. The Rock Bottom Data Feed is a Counter-Threaded production, copyright 2025, all rights reserved.
Chat with you soon. Bye-bye.